Thank you for calling this phone.
Hello?
Yes, this is customer service department. My name is Michelle. You requested a call back.
Yes, an astrologer. I just placed an order, and the bank is not going to accept it. I want to refuse it at this time. I want you to remove it, please.
You may have the email address that you use to sign up with. Could you spell it out, please?
Yeah, KatrineCarly@gmail.com, and that's with a K, K.
Could you spell it out, please?
KatrineCarly.
That was at gmail.com?
At gmail.com, yes.
Okay, thank you, Wanda. I'll go ahead and locate your account.
You can remove that. Is that correct?
One moment while I go ahead and locate it.
Okay. I just get it. Okay.
Can you verify the first name listed?
My name? My first name is Katrine. KatrineE.
And the email
was on the, excuse me, that's Katrine Carly with a K at gmail.com. Now, that's for the person who, I mean, I'm the person who put the card in, but it's not under, I mean, the consultation, I think, was under my maiden name. So I need to know because the bank thinks it's fraud, and I don't want you to be presented as fraud, and it's on my account. So we need to remove that, please. And I'll use another card.
Okay, so it doesn't show that you have purchased anything?
Well, it shows on my bank account that they're holding it.
Okay, so if it's showing that it's just pending, that would be released because it doesn't show that you purchased anything.
Excuse me. But you need to withdraw it so your name is not put into the fraud department. Because I've had so many frauds, that's what happens. And I'm sorry, but I didn't realize they were going to take that as a fraud. That's why they got it pending.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I have notated this account, but it doesn't show anything, shows purchase.
Well, can you just have it cancel, please? That's the best way, the quickest way, so that it won't become an issue in the next few days. I don't want to have to go into the bank and sit down with them and explain this whole situation.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand what you're stating, but I can't cancel anything that is showing listed. There's nothing listed showing you purchased anything.
You said it was pending. You just told me.
No, ma'am, you stated that it was holding. So you stated that it was holding, so I immediately advised that it's showing pending on your end. But there's nothing on our end showing that you purchased anything from Astrology Answers.
Well, they've got a plus on the bank account, and what they'll do, if you can't do that, I don't want it to be listed that way. It's on there 3 times on my account. Your company's name and $67. So I'm trying to make it easy for both of us so we don't have this complication.
And again, ma'am, I do understand what you're stating, but I can't cancel anything because it doesn't show that you purchased anything.
Well, and so how can you cancel that then?
Yes, ma'am, as I stated, I can't cancel anything due to it doesn't show that you purchased anything from us. I did go ahead and notate your account, advising that you called in to cancel, but there's nothing showing that you purchased anything.
Okay, so I'm going to call the bank and tell them that you're not accepting it. at this time, and I have to get a clearance from the bank before it will be accepted. So I'm just trying to help.
Is there anything else I can try to help with?
No, I just want to know who I'm talking with.
My name is Michelle.
Okay, could you spell that, please?
Sure. M-I-C-H-E-L apostrophe L-E.
One moment. M-I-C-H what?
E-L apostrophe L-E.
Apostrophe L-E. That's a pretty name. Okay, I'll just call the bank and give them this number and your name and the company and what's transpiring and not to accept it. Okay? And hopefully that will, you can let me know. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.